We are preparing for our final presentation this evening with our joint meetings with our advisory boards, and we are getting ready to hear a presentation from the Upper Marion Historical Commission. I will turn it over to the chair and have her introduce herself, and then the floor is yours.
Sure. I'm Laura Adlington, the current chair of the Historical Commission. We also have Pat Jordan, Matt McCaffrey, Rich Herman, Mark Menke as other voting members, and Ken Brown is our Planning Commission representative. Dave Builder is our staff liaison, and then Greg Phillips obviously is our BOS liaison. This past year, we had Tina Smith recently resign. She was a very valuable member and will definitely be missed. We welcomed Rich Herman as a student member, though I believe he's now a full member. And we also very recently welcomed Mark Menke. We really need new members. There's a lot to do, and I think we're all a little tired. And we could really use more support. And we really appreciate that you read out the vacancies at meetings. But we also would like to be more involved in the application process, if that were to be possible, just to see the applications. We know that the decision is ultimately yours, but we'd love to give our input. We've also had guests to meetings this past year. We had Rose Fennell, who is the superintendent of Valley Forge National Historical Park, and had a really promising meeting talking about America 250 coming up and expressing our willingness to be involved in anything that they want to do. I think their focus is a little more a couple years later in the 250th anniversary of the encampment at Valley Forge, but I think it's for them it's going to be a pretty long celebration, so it should be fun and interesting. We also had Brittany Grayla, a mural artist, come to a meeting, and I'll get to it later, but we collaborated on a project with her. We've had a few citizens participate as well, and have been trying to pin down. We've had meetings on the side and tried to pull them into our public meetings, the American Friends of Lafayette, again, talking about America 250 and how we're going to celebrate with that, talk about parades and things like that with them. On to the next. For events, public education, and outreach, we, not too long ago, hosted an event about Anna Morris Holstein, who was a Upper Marion Township resident, a woman who was a nurse during the Civil War, and also was an instrumental figure in preserving Valley Forge Park, which is now a national park. We have another event about her planned for November, and this is in collaboration with the library. Pat Jordan does a characterization of her, and it's really wonderful. We also had a presence at the Valley Forge Memorial Gardens Trunk or Treat event, at Grave Tales at Gulf Church Cemetery, which is done by the King of Prussia Historical Society, and at the Farmers Market and the Community Fair and Fall Festival last year. And we led a craft activity for children, which they seemed to really love. We made tricorn hats, and we generally just chatted with people and told them that we're here. As I mentioned before, we collaborated on designing a project, the Norview Farm Mural Project, with artist Brittany Grayla. She has come up with this wonderful design, and it's currently pending with a BCA grant application. And we've helped her take it a little further by suggesting a sign and coming up with content so that it can contextualize what's going to be a mural of a early 1900s milk cart based on photographs from the milk carts from that farm. And so there'll be a sign contextualizing that for visitors, and then they can take selfies in front of it.
But where will that be at the farm? Where will that be on the farm?
You know, as you go straight in, and there's like the big barn, and there's a building here, and I think it leads up to the cows or something. It'll be on that piece there, kind of over the windows, if you're incorporated into
it. Oh, cool.
It's quite cool.
Okay.
I can send you her mock-up if you want. It's,
sure.
It's very cool.
Great.
Yeah. To make a note.
Thank you.
So again, that is pending. So hopefully that is awarded the grant. We've also collaborated with Parks and Rec on their Upper Marion History Sign Project. I believe there are six signs that they're planning with photographs and information.
that are planned for around the township. We also curated display cases in the township building atrium. In October, we did a display on historic cemeteries, Reparbarian, and in March, at the same time that we had the event about Anna Morris Holstein, we had the three display cases on aspects of her life. And then finally, we are finally submitting our initial advisement on historic properties that I also handed around on properties in Upper Grand Township. We've shortlisted 10 properties, and we've ordered them in that table on the first page by date. And they are, for the public, the Exley Log Cabin, the King of Prussia Inn, Croton Mill and Martin's Dam, the Moore Irwin House, Poplar Lane, which is also known as Bally Domingo, Christ Church Old Suisse and its graveyards, Lieutenant Colonel Aaron Burr's headquarters, which is currently Sabona Restaurant, the Anna Morris Holstein House, the properties associated with Jonathan Roberts, who's a U.S. Senator, and those are Buttonwood, the Roberts Family Burial Ground, and the Old Roberts Schoolhouse, and the First Presbyterian Church of Port Kennedy in the Great Gun. We've used a risk potential matrix where each is assigned score 1 to 5, five being highest risk or highest potential, and then those are added to create a total score. And that's just a way that we can, you know, quickly at a glance pull out which properties require most urgent attention. So the top ones in that regard are the Moore Irwin House, which the advisement on that is going to be separate and more detailed and forthcoming. Also, the Christ Church Old Swedes, which they need support applying for grants for maintenance. It's a beautiful old church, and the graveyard is really spectacular. It really is a gem in our township. And then likewise, the King of Prussia Inn, while they have a wonderful caretaker, I feel like I missed it. Yes, but they have a wonderful caretaker, Ryan, who's really eager, but he needs support figuring out grants and everything for, you know, replacing windows and things like that. And I switched my order. We also arranged tours for ourselves to better familiarize ourselves with historic properties in the township. We went to the King of Prussia Inn and we spoke at length with Ryan Rosenbaum, who's the caretaker of it, but he's also Montgomery County Chamber of Commerce. We also toured Christ Church Old Swedes with Sandy Davis, who's the vestry president. And we did a tour of the township, which is offered by the King of Prussia Historical Society, and we were led around by Dave Montalvo with the very state. And we also included Megan McNish from PHMC, you know, to get her advice on some of these properties. I know that she would really love to be with you, and it'd be really valuable because she really knows what she's talking about, whereas I don't. Our members also attended webinars by the National Alliance Preservation Commission, so our membership, which has been really useful. And we've been compiling a list of grant resources so we can better advise inquiries as they come in. So that's what I plan to say.
Well, as a liaison to the Historic Commission, you've done a lot of work over the last year. This advisement, which is really a report on some of the top 10 historic properties, has been a long time coming. It's detailed, and they really put a lot of effort into it. I will say, one of the things that has been impressive about the grant is the fact that they have attended a number of different events, but more importantly, the webinars there were being offered by the National Alliance of Preservation Commission. So one of the things that they did initially was to look at Haverford and a few of the other surrounding commission, and they sort of caught on to this alliance, which is sort of a national and the fact that they meet at Robbins with the Pennsylvania Historic Monuments Commission is impressive. And is working with the folks at Valley Forge and to help. So there's a lot more to do. We're blessed with a lot of riches in the township in terms of location and that type of stuff. The one thing we don't really have is a cohesive historical center, if you will. We have pockets all over the place, and so that kind of makes it tough from a zoning and planning standpoint, but it's certainly like keeping up with. I know that Bill had a chance to talk with the historical folks from the state on where we're at, PSATs, this week. And there's a bunch of resources there that I think we would appreciate everything you guys.
Good to get
it. I did get the chance to talk to representatives from the state organization, and they gave some great guidance on how to access things via their website, so that you can then go back out and determine if you needed this, here's the resource, here's the way to go. So when I get time to filter through that, I'll share that with Greg so that he can get it back to you all. That was very good. I did have one question. Has the Roberts House, has the Powell House been looked at in regard to the historical preservation opportunities?
I don't believe that the commission has been more focused on the Perwin. But I know that Pat Jordan has raised the Powell House on a number of occasions because of its historic nature and its position in terms of being the homestead for our Powell, the Powell Foundation.
Right.
I think Pat passed out some information, at least I got some photographs of them on, but I can't remember the details of the question, but I can get that.
Well, before the family sold the property, three of us met with the family, and they were explaining the history that they knew. Now, of course, they were much younger than the history of the building, but they were explaining how their knowledge took it back to the 1700s and some of those things, and they actually had some information about it. Now, I don't know what happened when it transferred hands, whether that stayed in the house, whether that got destroyed. I don't know where they are. I think there's only one living member of the family now.
Let's contact them.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know where they are now, because one person departed and passed on. And we met with the sister, who was very old. And I don't know that she's even alive now. That's 5, 6, 7 years ago now. It has been baked up all dead since he passed. But there is historical significance to that house as well. And it's old.
Yeah, we didn't include it on this list because we just didn't have enough information on it. But it is definitely it's on our longer list.
And then it's probably because it's a more stable property than some of these. It actually is. It actually has withstood a lot of storms and floods and everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Isn't there also a very old house on King of Prussia Road, that were dog legs, and Michael Morrison, who was head of the King of Prussia Historical Society, grew up there. Does anybody?
I think I know the house.
Know the house I'm talking about? It's King of Prussia Road is the big long one, and then it dog legs at Croton, and it's the small dog leg portion, and it's a house on the left hand side, and I think its barn is across the street and is now a house. And as I recall, I thought that one is also extremely old. One of the more original houses. I've been down that road and talked to people, I talked to everybody, and someone was outside, and I think they told us too. And Michael Morrison also. It might be in one of our history of King of Prussia.
There's about 150 properties in that report.
Yeah.
Chad, there's definitely more than these.
I say shortlisted because I can't even say these are necessarily the 10 most important. I could never say which ones are the most important.
Yeah.
Um,
So as at some points, it just came down to judgment calls. What we felt like we had the most information off.
Okay.
But there's definitely more out there, and I'm not ruling out another advisor installing.
Okay. But this took so long to get out.
And like popularly, Balagamingo, it's also in private hands. The one Kingfisher Road.
That is on the National Register.
I had a tour of that about a month ago. I just knocked on the door, and Mr. Arader, you and I had been at a Christmas party at his other house in King of Prussia, and he said, "Oh, come anytime, and I'll give you a tour." So I was there with another friend, and I knocked on the door, and we got a tour, and it's beautifully done.
Yeah, it's just
wonderful. He invited us all to have a tour, and we can also have a meeting there if we would like to have a meeting in that house. So
that would be something if you could arrange one of the historical commissions, take it on the road and have a meeting in the house where you're looking at meetings.
So the one thing I do as a part of yours, but ours is a historian.
Not American history, but history.
She really does know our stuff. But yeah, if you want to do something like that, or just give it a contact. Absolutely.
Okay. And can I be the fly in the ointment here? I quickly looked at the Moore Irwin House description. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know, but there is a 1998 report that was done for the township. Have you seen that report?
Mm-hmm.
Which says that they cannot verify that it was built any time before 1810 or 1820.
I acknowledge that right in here.
So it's long been thought, and it's been the topic of recent debate, which is ongoing.
Yeah,
well, it is a filler.
Yeah.
That's not the only thing that makes it a significant
property. I know that, but we only own 5 acres of the original 400 that was owned by John Moore and his family. And George Washington may very well have been fishing in that stream behind the house. But the 1998 study that was done independently for the township, long before any of us were on the board, that study disproved Beth Twiss and her, was it a master's thesis or whatever that she did? They claim that she was looking at the wrong plans for a different house.
Yeah,
and so if you've read, did you read the 1998 study? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? So yeah,
it was good work, and there's more work going on. That's not the last word.
That's what
that's why I explicitly acknowledged that this is a call and highlighted the notable additions to the house by Barbara Rilke, which was significant.
Right. In the 20th century.
And also in recent memory has been the community center, and it's been important in this community.
My daughter went to there as the community center until it was closed down in 92. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have very mixed feelings at this point about the house because of the condition that it's in and because of the dispute over exactly how old it is and exactly what its importance is or is not in our history. So I don't know how we resolve this.
One of the things that the representatives from the State Historical Commission told me was that they have methodology, and this was unsolicited, mm-hmm. but one of the services that they can provide is validation of construction periods.
Well,
so, and they didn't get into telling me how to do that, but they said, as the municipality, we could reach out to them and talk to them about how to get that accomplished, because we have a commission and because we're local government. So
I'd like to find out the truth, whatever it is, whether it's 1760 or if it's 1810. I'd like to know the facts. And I'd like, if we are going to get another opinion or more of a scientific.
Theirs would be a scientific engineering based.
I would love to.
With my professional
to hear that, yes. Yeah. Well, these were professional engineers that did the study in 1998 as well. And it was six pages of text and 7 pages of references, I believe, or something close to that.
Well,
I think
it doesn't hurt to kind of get a second opinion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I hope maybe the commission can get behind that and, you know, work with us, work with us to work with the organization that you're talking about, Bill.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
So,
have you been down to the city at the president's house? Sport. You may want to take a drive down there some weekend when it's really nice and warm. You can take a walk around in Pensacola. But they uncovered George Washington's first.
They put out the footprint of it.
Yeah,
and so they have the basement there.
And they put a structural skeleton up over it to kind of give you the idea of the reasons haps here. You may want to take a look at that and see if that would not be something appropriate for your thing. I mean, I think we all, including the Historic Commission as well, are concerned about the danger of that. So,
are you talking about the one that's down at the Ben Franklin Museum? The one at, like, 4th and Arch, 5th and Arch?
Is it Washington?
No, it's Washington. So, Ben Franklin's museum is actually down really farther.
It's okay.
Where the post office is. This is almost at Independence Mall.
Well, this one, well, the reason I brought it up is there's an exact, I won't call it a replica, but the same type of structure that was built within the confines of the yard, so to speak. So you have the entrance to the Franklin Museum that you go down below, and then there's the courtyard and all that, and the post office is up on Market, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you go to the little alcove there, and then you go in, and it's got the same thing. It's got the steel structure of the house, and it has all of the various pieces of communication about what this represented, what that represented. And then they preserved some of the underground area of the house over in a corner so you can walk down and you see the original necessary and some of those things. You see the party wall. And
I wouldn't be surprised if the same historical commission or society did both of these projects. Yeah. Yeah. Because they're very similar in design. But whoever established what was going to be there, so I think it's the same organization.
The president's house is actually on Market Street. It's actually kind of interesting because it's sort of like going to an archaeological dig. And
yeah, I think you can look down to the foundation and see the wall.
The cellar and the other question.
Oh. Okay. Is there anything in addition?
I think it's a great group.
Great presentation.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
She's right. We do need more volunteers, including a student volunteer. But I mean, even some of the newer additions to the Historical Commission come from a historian background, right? So it's kind of important that we have those folks with the talents here in the Tash, the Washington.
How many vacancies are there right now? Two?
Two.
Okay.
Not including the student.
Four.
So two voting members and
one student.
Right here.
Okay.
Great. I'm excited about the America 250 as well. So thanks for being involved with that.
Yeah.
That I look forward to. And, you know, hopefully the township can get involved and
we're going to have another soiree like we did.
Yeah, we can have another gala. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You weren't here for the gala.
No.
So it was a gala. It was great.
It was our 300 tricentennial for Pomerian, 1713.
So now, if we could only find the chart.
Find what?
The chart.
Oh, we don't have it?
No, we don't have the 1713 charter that created the township.
Well,
we have the charter.
But we split off. It used to be just Marion, and we split off from into Lower Marion and Upper Marion in 1713. That's how we started.
I'm sure that's true.
Yes, it is.
But all those records were in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's a
take it back.
There's a project for you.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks for that. Concludes the presentations of all of our citizen board, boards. Does anyone have any additional business that they would like to share?
Motion to adjourn.
I had one thing. I just wanted to remind the public that if anyone's watching, continuing to watch, that our Earth Day events are this Saturday and the recycling event is this Sunday. So this is upcoming. I just wanted to mention that real quick.
11 to 2 for the Earth Day. Right?
I'm sorry?
First day is 11 to 2. And recycling is, I'm not sure.
I believe it's the same time.
Oh, is it 11 to 2 also?
11 to 2.
And it's middle school.
At the middle school rather than at the township building, and electronics and paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. We have to just vote.
What's that?
Aye.
Aye.
Just have to vote, yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Was I not going to vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.